From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The 15-country United Nations Security Council could vote Thursday on a resolution to implement a ceasefire across eastern Syria. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to the Security Council to approve an urgent 30-day ceasefire across Syria.
I know that very important consultations are taking place in this council, aiming at a cessation of hostilities during 1 month in Syria with a number of conditions.
The UN Human Rights Office said Wednesday at least 346 people have died in eastern Ghouta since February 4th. Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump met with American students, parents, and teachers who have witnessed some of the many school shootings that have taken place during the past 2 decades. VOA's Zlata Hoke reports.
President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos heard poignant testimonies from students who just a week ago lost friends, siblings, and teachers in the shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Parents who lost their children in various school shootings reminded the officials that there have been no improvements since the Columbine school massacre in 1999 and the one 5 years ago in Connecticut. Trump said he will meet with governors of all states next week to discuss the issue. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in Nigeria say some of the schoolgirls who were reportedly abducted since their school was attacked by Boko Haram militants earlier this week have been rescued. The missing schoolgirls were discovered at a border town between the states of Yobe and Borno Wednesday. Nigerian officials have denied abductions occurred. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday that Israeli intelligence services had prevented the downing of an Australian airliner as part of a wide-ranging intelligence-sharing operation between international partners, but gave no details.
And I can tell you that this is one of many, many such actions that we did, preventing terrorism around the world.
His announcement during a speech in Jerusalem to U.S. Jewish leaders followed a statement from the Israeli military that said a branch of the military intelligence unit known as Unit 8200 had foiled an aerial attack abroad by Islamic State. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has placed a boundary on his fast-growing friendship with China by barring further Chinese activity off the Pacific coast and insisting that Beijing avoid new construction work in contested waters. Antonio Contreras from De La Salle University says these moves mark a reversal of Duterte's earlier nods to Chinese use of seized claim by the Philippines.
Giving us all this aid and loan, etc., and then at the same time you're like keeping us behind, this is something that is not acceptable.
Beijing claims about 90% of the South China Sea, stretching from Hong Kong to Borneo. China lost a world court case in July 2016 over the legal basis for its sovereignty claim, but has gone ahead with development on numerous tiny islets. Luis Ramirez has more on the delegation North Korea plans to send to South Korea to attend the closing ceremonies of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics.
The delegation will be led by Kim Young-chul, vice chairman of North Korea's Party Central Committee. Kim is in charge of inter-Korean affairs and was also chief of North Korea's Reconnaissance General Bureau, a top military intelligence body, which Seoul blamed for the deadly sinking of the Cheonan, a South Korean Navy corvette, in 2010. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Senior White House officials say the Trump administration is looking at additional sanctions against Russia over its meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The announcement comes amid criticism from Democrats and Republicans that President Trump has yet to impose sanctions against Russia already approved by Congress. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats told lawmakers last week Russia plans to target the November elections, believing its activities in 2016 presidential election were a success. The president has yet to outright condemn Moscow for its election interference. 20 years after winning the first Olympic gold medal in women's hockey in Nagano, Japan, the United States defeated their arch nemesis Canada in a 3-2 shootout Thursday in the gold medal game at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics in South Korea. Finland won the bronze medal with a 3-2 win over Russia Wednesday. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.